In this Leader Feeder, we're going to look at how you can create a positive work environment for your team.
You know, Watson, I'm getting sick and tired of you not understanding and getting this job done and having to babysit you every day. You know, why can't you be like Tony here? Tony gets the job done, gets it done on time. That's why he gets raises and you get squat. You know, if you don't shape up, you're going to be squatting outside.
It's a no-brainer to realize that people would prefer to work in a more positive environment than a negative one, and you as a frontline leader have a tremendous impact on the attitude of your work group. Even if the overall climate in your organization is negative, it's still possible for you to have a positive climate with your team. Remember that your attitude as a leader is contagious. When you're negative, your whole team will turn negative. I remember the division head of one of our clients years ago recognized that when he came into work in a foul or negative mood, it only took a couple of hours before everyone around him got negative. And that caused a decrease in customer service, reduced teamwork, and created more stress for everyone. To help him overcome the problem, he put a sticky note on the dashboard of his car that said, "Smile, your profitability depends on it." Here are three practical tips for creating a more positive environment for your work team. Number one, not surprisingly, be more positive. Okay, that's a little bit repetitive, but it deserves repeating. You need to be a more positive and optimistic person and have an optimistic mood, knowing that it'll be contagious with your team. Even if you're having a bad day, avoid letting your negativity show, or you'll end up paying the price with poorer performance in your team. Tip number two, be more encouraging. Your team will appreciate your encouragement to acknowledge progress towards goals, positive momentum during change, and a bit of reassurance when they take on new tasks and assignments. Encouragement builds deeper and stronger relationships, and that supports trust. When you have team meetings, resist the urge to start right in on problems. Instead, take a few minutes to highlight the positives before focusing on the problems. You'll find your own mood improves when you're more encouraging towards others. Tip number three, coach others to be more positive. Once you've got your own positive attitude mojo going, it's time to coach your team to be more positive. That includes confronting and correcting the more negative people on your team to be more positive. At first, you might not think that negative attitudes hurt performance, especially if the person who's complaining manages to keep their own production at an acceptable level. The real impact of the negative team member is on the impact they have on their coworkers. Overall production, safety, and quality will decline when the overall mood is negative. Help the negative people of your team understand the impact that their attitudes have on others and try to pivot them to being more positive. By helping support a more positive work environment in your team, you'll likely see less absenteeism, lower turnover, and greater performance in terms of production, quality, and safety. For more valuable resources, including our videos, our books, and even our live training workshops, join our online community on Facebook or visit our website at frontlineleadership.com.